Bo?
Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
You are psychotic, Jesus Christ.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Always having way too much fun in the studio, girlfriend.
I know. Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. It is time for Reality Check. We are on Facebook Live. Hi.
Hi.
Say hello to Miss Erin Martin.
Woo. Our
Hi.
Girl, you didn't even, you had the earphones on, but Erin and I were admiring your hair.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, your hair looks really good. Yeah.
It does?
It does, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, like you can really see the highlights and everything.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah. So. We just wanted to let you know.
just FYI.
Oh,
yeah, just
thank
FYI.
You. Oh, girls, I love you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right. So listen, we have some exciting news coming up. But first, before we get to that, I know it is ridiculous.
Yes.
Let's talk about the crazy Beverly Hills
yes,
girls.
Yes, let's.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
First off, Drunk Nation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? I think they're really going for the New York trip vibe.
Yeah.
Where they're all so silly and so drunk and so crazy, and it's not quite working out, but it's kind of fun. It's a little more fun than they normally are.
I was going to say, it's a little better.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle
is super annoying.
Kyle is so annoying.
But I will take her just being drunk and annoying versus her stirring the pot every scene. She
did
maybe 5 out of 10 scenes.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, she did.
So the ladies, I love, they go to this wonderful winery.
They do.
With the hottest helicopter rider ever, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they just chug, like, how many glasses of rosé?
I know, they were doing the count on the Chiron.
I know.
Right? They're like, 1, 17.
I know.
24.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, I made some more.
Yeah. And then, well, Kyle... She's really good at impersonations.
Oh,
like she was really good
was
at that.
That was actually hilarious. Of Teddy walking.
Oh my gosh, she does walk like that.
She does. Even her husband is like, oh, did you do like the horseback ride?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teddy is super annoying too.
So apparently those two have become like really fast friends all of a sudden. When did that happen?
They were like besties before the season even aired. Remember how they came on and the first scene was in Vanderpump Dogs and Teddy was supposed to. Kyle was like, oh, what dog?
Yeah.
Lucy apple juice? What?
I'm so glad I don't have to hear about Lucy anymore.
I know. But they were, in those first couple of scenes, the first couple of episodes, they were like, we've been working out all the time. Our hubbies
That's
are
true.
Friends.
Yeah.
You know, like Teddy's husband installed the security system
That's
in Kyle's house after they got robbed.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think Kyle has her new henchman.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Those two are annoying together, though, and Teddy needs to leave the show. I don't think she should come back next season.
I agree.
Yes, can I do a high? I can't touch you, but I can kind of do. Mm-hmm. Why is she on the show, Erin?
She's on the show because her father is John Cougar Mellencamp.
Who I love, by the way.
Cougar.
I love
to meet
some John.
Cougar.
Okay.
And, you know, although we would like to see him at some point and Meg Ryan.
Oh, yes. That's right.
We don't. Ooh. We just get Teddy.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and she has this interesting backstory that she doesn't really go deep into. I wish she would because that's interesting about her.
Yeah.
But she is trying to play the game. It's like Kyle's grooming her. Can you tell?
Yeah, you can.
She's grooming her.
Yep. She dresses way better thanks to Kyle.
So she's grooming her to start arguments, to stay in them, to keep antagonizing people.
Right.
You can tell.
Yeah.
But Teddy's not very good at it.
No.
She's not. No. And then she's crying. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't feel bad for her when she started crying. And she was like, but people expect me to be the one. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Like, we actually get irritated when you're, like, Miss Know-It-All all the time. I mean, she does act that way.
Right. And she also has no skin in the game for a lot of things she fights about. She's like, well, why did you do this? And you're like, were you even there?
Girl.
She needs to know. This is what annoys me about her. She has to have an explanation for everything. And I don't blame
Erica. Well, she's a reliability coach.
Right.
Accountability.
But it's like, well, why? But why would you do that? But why? And I don't blame Erica was in a very bad mood.
Speaking of Erica, let's take a listen.
I slept okay.
Good.
I have a bit of a migraine, which I felt coming on last night.
Well, I'm not in a good mood. I have a vicious migraine brought on by the lack of sleep and bitches that want you to be offended by something you're not offended by.
Were you not also shocked that she talked like that? Because that was not a portrayal of who you really are.
You guys are making it out to be something that it isn't. Stop. It's okay. Relax.
Well, there you go.
And there you have it.
I mean, why beat a dead horse like that? I mean, they kept bringing it up.
And
like,
you don't do that with Erica.
No.
Because she is the person who's like, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
You know, she is not about to get into it. The more you ask her, she'll actually retreat, and then she will just like shoot you. You know,
I felt really bad because she did. She put it out there like, no, I am genuinely having a great time with you ladies.
Right.
And then Kyle and Teddy are like, you don't like us. You don't want to be with us. And then,
but who cares?
I know. You feel like you're dealing with like your we both have 9 year olds.
Yes, girl.
Where it's like we're talking to them about their friends and like, everyone doesn't have to like you all the time and everyone has different play patterns.
Right.
It's like that's not Erica's play pattern.
No.
It's like
she has a migraine.
She had a migraine.
I sympathize with that. Right. I empathize with that.
Right.
So if she truly did, she wasn't even drinking because of it.
Right.
And, you know, she was just sitting there being cordial too. She wasn't like antagonizing anyone.
Right. No,
and
she wasn't.
Dinner, Kyle and Teddy have an agenda. They want to be the center of the drama, but they're not interesting enough.
That's not true. I agree.
I did like when Erica actually brought up the fact, the reason why we're getting along is because Lisa Vanderpump is not here anymore.
What's up with that?
Woo! Yeah. Erica really just is not a fan of Lisa.
She is not a fan.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, she's not a fan. Well, if you remember, let's do a little Housewives history.
Okay.
She was brought in by Yolanda. Yolanda and Lisa Vanderpump are like arch nemesis, especially because they are both. Yolanda was married to Muhammad. Lisa Vanderpump's real good friend. And so, it was. And so Erica was, Yolanda was in Erica's ear. And she said her first couple of scenes ever appearing in the show, like, I think Lisa Vanderpump's a sniper from the side. And she wouldn't be wrong about that. And I love Lisa Vanderpump for her crazy way, like devious ways.
Right.
But Erica has never really warmed to her.
That's so interesting. That's true.
Real quickly, when are we going to find out about Lisa Vanderpump?
She is not coming back to the show. They're not saying she's fired. You know, Andy really intimated on his Instagram video during the reunion, like, she's not at the reunion. She's not going to be here anymore.
Okay.
So she's threatening to take Vanderpump Rules to another network, which is ridiculous.
Right.
It won't be as good.
No, because
I was wondering if it was going to be revealed on the show that like, she...
I wonder if they're going to talk about it at the reunion. I also think she's so good. She's such good friends with Andy that she'll probably do one of those... You know how like Luann did a separate interview with him after her divorce, like after the reunion?
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to do some kind of separate sit down.
That's good.
Because it is weird, right? All of a sudden, she's just not there anymore.
And I know,
she won't be there for the rest of the season.
Show up.
And show then the reunion, up, girl.
I know. Show up.
And people then, show up for really worse seasons than this.
I mean, do you know, are we thinking Brandy will probably come back next season, right?
I feel like they are really, readying us for a return of Brandy. And I wonder if that means a return of Kim Richards.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here's a quick question. Who do you think has more of a jacked up face, Brandy or Meg Ryan?
Oh, my God. Good question. It's
a hard one.
My love for Meg Ryan forces me to choose Brandy, even though I know. Objectively, Meg has made some bad decisions.
Yes, girl.
She has, and she was so cute.
She was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. The cutie patootie of our generation.
Romantic comedies.
Romantic, honey.
And then all of a sudden.
No, the trout pout.
Yes.
Really, girl.
I know. Don't do it. Don't go quietly down that road.
Don't do it, honey.
No.
When we move on to ladies who, are desperate and kind of have jacked up their faces, let's move on to someone who we absolutely find to be gorgeous. Take a listen to this.
So how do you feel about, like, being on your own?
It feels amazing being on my own. I'm so independent now. I have my own job. Since I've been broken up with Scott, I actually work in a factory. I don't take my clothes off. I don't hustle men. I make less money, but I still make great money.
We don't have a man paying for our tattoos.
Right.
I'm paying for our tattoos.
Yes, you are, girl.
Yes, you are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is very true. Myself, Aaron Martin, and Trey Way.
Yes.
Had lunch with this beautiful woman. Aaron Martin, tell us who this is.
Yeah.
Well, Lizzie from Love After Lockup graced us with her presence at Panera last week.
Yeah.
And we had a little sit down with her and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
And from what I hear, she is going to be actually in our presence again.
That's right.
On this show.
Yeah. Yes, Miss Trey. Yes. We are very excited. Next Thursday, Lizzie from Life After Lockup will be in studio.
Yeah. Right. So Life After Lockup is the continuation of season 2 of Love After Lockup.
Yep.
WeTV ordered 10 more episodes, or Sharp did, because it is such a breakout hit. It's on Friday nights on WeTV, mm-hmm. and it jumped to over a million viewers in its second season because it is just that good. Like, if you go on Twitter during Love After Lockup on a Friday night,
yeah.
that's all you see.
Right.
Because people are like, what is happening? What is going on? Who is this person? I mean, there are love triangles with one guy's in prison. He's got two women on the outside.
Yes.
Lizzie, her continuing story with Scott. It was so interesting talking to her because she says, we are going to see a different side of Scott and find out some things that we were not privy to in their story before.
Yep.
It was all about her. It was sort of like the one note story of her wanting money and him, you know, just being with her because of the money, but it goes way deeper than that.
Yeah.
And apparently she flies out to California. The show flies her out, even though they're not together. She's doing very well here.
She is.
She seems really happy and healthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she flies out there for the season, and we see some previews of it looking very, very confrontational.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is good. Mm-hmm.
So we are thrilled. She's absolutely gorgeous, super kind, and for her to come on to our show, we are very excited to let you in on who this great woman is. So it's going to be super fun. Again, Lizzie, honey.
Yes.
Lizzie. Woo! She's going to be coming on my podcast, Pink Shade with Erin Martin.
It.
You can listen to it on any platform. And I will be doing an extensive interview with her in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. It just keeps getting better,
ladies.
She's
so down to earth.
She is. She is. Really I love that she just, like, honestly was like, here's the deal.
Yeah, here's
who I am. And here's what I do on a daily basis.
And you know what? I would encourage anyone to tune in, even if you're not a reality person, because you can learn a lot from just listening to her.
Oh, honey.
Seriously. Her skills from prison. She made more money in prison than I have made in my entire career.
Right. That's right. Listen when I tell you, ladies, I told Miss Trey, get your notebook out, get your pen, because you're going to learn,
it
honey,
was in my head.
How to get some real money.
It was in my head.
When it comes to the men.
Yes.
All right, we are out of time, but again, we are super excited. Next Thursday, get ready because Lizzie from Love After Lockup, Life After Lockup will be on our show, and Erin Martin from Pink Shade Podcast. Do not forget that this woman is absolutely phenomenal at what she does.
Yes.
She knows all about the inside that she's on the Jenny McCarthy Show each and every week.
That's right.
Fridays, Sirius XM Stars, 10 to noon Eastern time.
Nice.
Woo! Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you, girl. There you have it. It's Reality Check. Back at it next Thursday again with our beauty, Lizzie from Life After Lockup on 93.1 Champs.
So nasty and so